RNZ Pacific News, kia ora ana, I'm Seo Manu Te Vam Tau Whai. Pacifica men migrating to New Zealand are being urged to deal with trauma to help break cycles of domestic violence. A social worker and lecturer says a misinterpretation of the Bible is fostering a rise in domestic violence across New Zealand within Pacific migrant families. Genevieve Sang-Yum runs programs to help Māori and Pacific offenders break cycles of violence and has been helping men reframe how they treat their partners.
A lot of our male Pacific people probably have never had the opportunity to talk about their upbringing, talk about the trauma that they experienced in their lives growing up. A lot of these men suppress their issues because they've been taught that they need to just deal with it.
Samoa's government has announced a half-day public holiday tomorrow for civil employees to participate in a national clean-up campaign amid a dengue outbreak. The decision was made yesterday during Cabinet's weekly meeting, with the Ministry of Health stressing the importance of eradicating mosquito breeding grounds. Efforts include cleaning school grounds, public waterways and spaces, with discussions underway to extend campaigns to every village. Fiji Prime Minister Sitiveni Arambuka has reinstated Aseri Arantrotro as Education Minister. FBC reports he made the announcement last night after months of attempts by the Sudalpa Party Management Board to return the portfolio. Mr. Arambuka says Mr. Arantrotro was given 3 months to prove himself, and that period has lapsed. Arantrotro was removed for insubordination, but Sudalpa has continuously challenged the decision. The Sudalpa MP has also been named the leader of the party. FBC has attempted to get comment from Mr. Arantrotro. The Itauke Land Trust Board says they are still focused on assisting landowners in maximising returns from their land. FBC News says Interim Chief Executive Solomoni Anata has confirmed they are working with the mandate approved by the Great Council of Chiefs. He says their team is continuing consultation with landowners and they have visited 40 out of the 77 districts in Fiji. The board has established a wealth fund and other initiatives to assist landowners in developing their land and in income-generating activities. A GCC review team report says landowners feel that Itauke Land Trust Board is out of touch and disconnected from many landowning units. An Auckland businessman has landed a jail sentence after smuggling 6 tonnes of tobacco into the country from Tonga. 60-year-old Moisese Vakapuna has been sentenced to 28 months in jail. Tiana Hexton has more.
The accused is facing 24 charges related to defrauding the revenue of customs after an investigation revealed more than 10 million New Zealand dollars in tax evasion. The investigation began in October 2022 when close to 600 kgs of loose tobacco, or Tongan chop, was discovered amongst items such as taro and kava. Customs identified 23 imports over 21 months. While it is not illegal to import tobacco in commercial quantities, investigations manager Dominic Adams said businesses and individuals need to declare it correctly, have the relevant import permits, and are liable to pay the taxes. Kaniwa Tonga reports the tobacco was intended to be sold to Pacifica communities in New Zealand.
Three McDonald's employees from Guam have graduated from Hamburger University with a degree in hamburgerology. The three said their studies in Chicago were inspiring and influencing. Founded in 1961, Hamburger University is known for its tough courses to develop essential skills in the fast food industry. The Pacific Daily News reports the graduates are saying the training has nurtured their leadership skills and has helped them see beyond the McDonald's arch and build golden relationships. In New Zealand politics, the Green Party says it's time for the climate change minister to speak up more following his promotion into cabinet. Simon Watts has moved up as a result of a demotion. Green Party co-leader Chloe Swarbrick says it's good to finally see the Prime Minister make good on his commitment to have the climate change role in Cabinet. But she says so far Mr. Watts has been missing in action.
It's time for the Minister to step up. And if that means at times saying things in opposition to what the rest of his government is up to, well, that's the job and that's the responsibility.
Chloe Swarbrick says the work is more important than who is doing it. In world news, US President Joe Biden has promised Ukraine will begin getting much-needed military aid immediately after signing four foreign aid bills. One of the bills gives $61 billion in aid for Ukraine. The BBC's Will Grant reports.
President Biden's core message after signing the foreign aid bill was that sending billions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine made the United States itself safer too. It's an investment in our own security, he said, because when our allies are stronger, we are stronger. Mr. Biden acknowledged that the legislation had taken what he called a difficult path to his desk, a reference to the bitter divisions, particularly within the Republican Party, over the continued funding and arming of Ukraine. However, when it most matters, he said, the US had risen to the moment.
US House Speaker Mike Johnson has called on college students across the country to stop what he is labelling anti-Semitic protests against their classmates. Protests against the war in Gaza have sprung up on campuses across the US, with many students taking a pro-Palestinian stance. Mr. Johnson, who was visiting the campus of Columbia University with New York congressional Republicans, outlined a number of attacks against Jewish students.
Anti-Israel encampments are popping up at universities all across this country. The madness has to stop. The madness has to stop.
Mike Johnson also used his speech to attack university administrators for allowing the protests to take place and called on Columbia's president Manoush Shafiq to resign. In sports, ASPTT are two games from two in the OFC Futsal Men's Champions League in New Caledonia. ASPTT beat Vanuatu's UNV FC 7-2 yesterday. In the other game yesterday, Suva FC's had a 7-0 win over Vitongo FC. Nikhil Chand scored a hat-trick for the Fijian club champions inside the first 3 minutes. Two more games will be played this evening. The Super Rugby Pacific Board has appointed Jack Mesley the inaugural Chief Executive Officer. A statement says the Sydney-based Mesley will commence the role on July 22. He boasts more than 20 years of professional experience in marketing and operations. Super Rugby Pacific Chair Kevin Malloy says his strong marketing background and practical skill set made Mesley suited to the Super Rugby Pacific CEO role. Drug dogs will be at Fiji's Coca-Cola games next week to ensure student and athlete safety. Recent drug discoveries in schools and student arrests have heightened concerns over child safety at large sporting events. The Fiji Village Sports reports the Assistant Commissioner of Police saying any person attending the games to sell drugs and take advantage of students should think twice. That's your latest RNZ Pacific News and Sport. For more stories, head to rnzi.com.